Today we're going to do the first half of a mindful mood record. So let's begin by doing a little mindful breathing, taking an upright and dignified posture. Feet planted, bottom balanced in the chair, hands soft in the lap, eyes soft and downwards, perhaps closed or just open a little bit. And be aware of breathing, however the breathing is. And have three breaths, aware as you're able. And now allow yourself to visualize a situation in which you experience some troubling moods. So nothing to write at this point, we're just visualizing. Situation in which you experience some troubling moods, really try to re-experience the situation. Use all your senses, who, where, when, what's happening. Not only seeing what's happening, but also hearing the sounds, the smells. So nothing to write just yet. It's important to take these moments to really recapture the situation. And as you do so, being sure to keep that upright and dignified posture, because this helps us to feel steadier in the face of difficulty. And begin to notice now the four W's of the situation. Who was there? Where was it? When was it? And what was happening? And as you feel ready, record under situation those four W's. So take 1 minute for that. Very brief, just the facts. Do not interpret. Keeping your focus on the situation to a time period of 30 minutes or less. And when you've recorded who, where, when, and what, allow yourself to pause, drop your pen, and pause. Find your body. Take that upright and dignified posture. Find your breath. Again, three breaths, aware as you are able. And then re-visualize your situation. Really experience it in your imagination. And as you do so, use your body scan skills to scan briefly through the body and notice what's happening physically. Noticing any strong sensations. Noticing two, maybe three strong sensations, and doing your best to rate them in terms of intensity. And as you are ready, then recording. Take a half a minute and record under the body mood column. Two or three body sensations and their intensities, using a rating method that works for you, out of 10 percentages. And when you've recorded your two or three body sensations, allow yourself to pause again. Take your upright and dignified posture, releasing the pen, and attending to breathing. Being aware of three breaths. And then again, visualize your situation. Who, where, when, what, really recapture it in your imagination. And as you do so, bring attention to any moods that are showing up, any strong moods, noticing as well their intensities, rating them. So you may have two or three particularly strong moods. Let your previous noting of body sensations help you with this, using your body scan skills to help you notice moods, and if you need to, using page 9.1, so it's tab 9, page 1, to help you identify moods. So taking a minute now and recording two or three moods. And be sure to record their intensities out of 10 or percentage. And when you've identified two or three moods and their intensities and recorded them, then allow yourself to rest back in the body, sitting and breathing. Just this breath, just this moment. And again, three breaths, aware as you're able. And then allow yourself to re-visualize your situation. Really make it vivid in your imagination. Use all your senses. And as you abide with your situation held in mind, whenever a thought shows up about the situation, take a moment and record it under automatic thoughts. And then come back to abiding in breath and body and visualizing the situations. And just wait on the thoughts, let them show up as you hold the situation in mind, working back and forth between visualizing the situation and waiting on the thoughts, and recording the thoughts under automatic thoughts. So take a couple of minutes for this now. sometimes it can be challenging to uncover your automatic thoughts, so we have questions to help us. So turning to page 9.8 in your binders, in your Mindful Mood Workbook, tab 9, page 8, Uncovering Automatic Thoughts. So you've already worked with the first question, what was going through my mind in this situation? Then ask yourself, when have I felt this way before? Do I have any memories that the situation evokes? It's always useful to be aware of how the past is informing the present and to record that memory under automatic thoughts. If you have anxiety, fear, confusion as moods in your record, it's really important to ask yourself, what am I afraid might happen? What's the worst that could happen? And record that under automatic thoughts. Sometimes what we're afraid will happen is appearing more as a picture, an image, rather than words. And so you could make a note of that under automatic thoughts. Another useful question to ask is, what does this situation say about me, my life, my future? So beneath the surface, you may be having thoughts like this, and you can record them under automatic thoughts. What does this situation say about me, my life, my future? Or another version of this is, what does this situation say about what others think or feel about me? Sometimes, unawares, we're holding thoughts about what the situation says about people or life in general. And if that's so, you can record it under automatic thoughts. Sometimes there's a sense that there is a rule that was broken either by ourselves or someone else, a should that was violated. And you could record that under automatic thoughts. Or there could be something you're believing. So take a half a minute more with working with automatic thoughts and recording them, and then bring yourself back to resting in breath and body. So pausing now with the breath and the body and just resting the attention here. and have 3 breaths aware as you're able. And now we're going to do work with discovering the most troubling thought. So there are steps to this. Step 1, circle your most intense mood, the one that you rated the highest, the most intense mood. And then step 2, looking for the most troubling thought or the hot thought, the thought that really triggers that mood the most. What we do now is we read over all the automatic thoughts and put a little star beside any particular thoughts that when you read it over, hold it in mind, you actually start to feel the most troubling mood, the most intense mood. So take a moment for that. In doing this, you'll probably come up with anywhere from about 2 to 4 thoughts that are particularly triggering of the most intense mood. So now we want to choose amongst the ones you've put the star beside. So turn, if you will, please, to page 9.9 in your binder. 9.9, tab 9, page 9, choosing the most troubling thought. You can let your eyes just glance over that page to the boldface items that will give you some ideas about which thought to choose as your most troubling thought. Does the thought leap out off the page, or have you been ruminating on it since the event? Have you had similar thoughts before? Is it repeated from record to record? Or you may be choosing the thought because it feels important, useful, providing the most relief, or you just simply feel ready for it. It might possibly feel the most approachable one. But make sure it evokes the strongest mood. And pick a thought. Circle that thought as your most troubling thought. And then rewrite the most troubling thought above the evidence columns so that when you come back to this record next time, you'll be focused on what you're working on. And once you've recorded your most troubling thought, then allow yourself to come back to sitting in breath and body. Pausing now.